Well, the Median Kingdom was one of four great kingdoms, and in 550 BC, it was overthrown. It was overthrown by a rival, that is, a man by the name of Cyrus, who had come to the throne 9 years earlier as a prince, as a client prince, and he, in effect, took over power. And to most of the ancient world, this just looked like a substitution of one family for another. The Medes and Persians were very closely associated Iranian people. A Persian king, a Median king looked more or less the same. But that was more than a political revolution because Cyrus ended up becoming one of the great conquerors of the Near East and was remembered very favorably in both Jewish and in Greek traditions. Well, as Cyrus took power in Iran, at that time, King Croesus was ruling in Lydia. And as you remember, King Croesus was the last of the Lydian kings. He was a Philhellene. He entertained all sorts of Greek visitors, supposedly Solon, the lawgiver of Athens, although that probably never took place, and other dignitaries from the Greek world. He also endowed the shrines of Didyma, the great temple of Artemis at Ephesus. And when it became clear that there would be a dispute between Lydia and Persia over the control of Eastern Asia Minor, Croesus is reported to have gone so far as to consult the Oracle of Delphi. And this is one of the earliest accounts we have of someone consulting the Oracle. It comes out of Herodotus. And various gifts were given to Delphi, and eventually the Pythia, this is the girl who sees the visions and mutters these words, which are then translated and explained by the priest, usually in dactylic hexameter. The question, in effect, was, what will happen if I go to war against King Cyrus? Will I win? And the Pythia went in and did all these routines, and eventually the priest said, if you cross the Halys River, a great empire will be destroyed. The Halys River is the boundary at this point between Lydia and the Persian Empire. And so Croesus was extremely delighted with the response. He sought alliance from the various Greek states, the Ionians, as well as Sparta, which was the leading state in the Peloponnesus. The Spartans politely declined. Spartans have problems with water. They don't like going overseas, but we'll talk about that later. In any case, Croesus marched against Cyrus, and there was a decisive battle, a winter campaign, in which ultimately Cyrus won. He won by really kind of cheating. The Lydian army was also cavalry, very much like the Persian army, but what Cyrus did is he took all of his camels in the baggage train and put them in the front line and mounted warriors on them, and then they were followed by a column of infantry, and behind them was the Persian cavalry. And the Lydian horses had never encountered camels before, and apparently the smell of camels was so offensive the Lydian horses wouldn't charge them, so the Lydians dismounted, and that was, you know, this is easy pickings. The Persians just came in and mopped up. Croesus's capital at Sardis was captured. The American team excavating at Sardis has found the Lydian wall and traces of the burning. It may be from this sack in 546 BC or perhaps a later sack in 498 BC. They're not quite sure. They're also not quite sure on what side of the wall they are. Are they inside or the outside of the city? But later excavations will hopefully, future excavations will elucidate that. In any case, the city of Sardis was captured. Herodotus tells us that King Cyrus took Croesus back with him to Persia as sort of a consultant. You know, ex-kings are always useful if you're a world conqueror. We're not sure if that story is true or not, and is in a number of stories in Herodotus. If the story isn't true, it ought to be. So it does highlight a theme that runs through the whole of Persian rule in Asia Minor and in the Near East, and that is that as conquerors go, the Persians were remarkably tolerant. They inherited many of their institutions from the Assyrians. The use of the satrapy, which is a provincial organization established by King Darius, who took the throne after a revolt in 522-521 BC, that is governors over wide areas who were directly answerable to the king, and in many instances were either of the royal family or linked to the royal family by marriage. These would be high-ranking Medes and Persians. That was a system they had that had gone back to Assyrian models. The use of highways, which go back to Hittite and then Assyrian traditions, there was a vast royal highway complex running from Sardis, the old Lydian capital, to the Persian capitals in southern Iran today at Susa, Persepolis, which were the main centers of the Persian Empire. the collection of tribute in silver at fixed rates. Not all the tribute was probably collected in silver, but it was certainly calculated in silver, using the system of talent and shekel, which is often encountered in reading biblical texts. This, again, was an Assyrian institution. It was brought in the 7th century. The Persians use it. And when necessary, the Persians would use deportation and terror tactics, just as the Assyrians.